boobies. You like boobies. Vicky likes boobies.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Now, are there any damn questions?
Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
This is a nice fish, you know? Big fucking eyes, but a nice fucking fish.
Joe, you good?
Okay. Yep, all good.
Good evening, bottom feeders and underachievers. It's spooky season here at Nerdities. And I like to theme episodes as much as I can during these special holidays. So that being said, welcome to another tournament here on the weekend. I am your host, Justin, as always joined by...
Mike. Kyle is going to try to keep the show under 20 minutes long.
Good luck with that.
And
and Joe.
This is the Horror Icon Tournament. It's pretty easy to put together. We actually could have had more.
A good amount more.
Yeah.
Although, this was the point that we reached 32, where I was starting to question which ones really deserve to be on there.
You let me see the list, and I think my first reaction was 29 of these definitely deserve to be on this list.
Yeah.
There's one that's not on here that I'm kind of ashamed at us for.
I wonder if it's the same one.
Probably not. You never know.
Why don't you say it out loud now, and we'll figure out where we can swap it in.
We really can't.
We can't. And pretty much everything. Although there's a couple on here that I don't find as deserving compared to Hannibal Lecter, because I'm pretty sure Hannibal Lecter's not on this list.
He's not.
Okay, so we're swapping him in for one, and when it gets said out loud, I'll cast my vote.
Alright.
Start this thing.
Let's go. Chucky versus Viggo the Carpathian.
I mean, it's gotta be Chucky.
Kinda needs to be Chucky.
That has to be Chucky. Like, I love Ghostbusters and all, but yeah. Chucky's more iconic.
He didn't kill anyone we saw. Sure, he decimated a lot of people in his homeland, but he went a whole movie without killing anybody. He's worse than
that on a mountain of skulls in the castle of Viggo.
I too also would vote Viggo, but it doesn't matter. Majority rules.
Yeah,
I just want to be known. I'm scared of paintings.
Next up, Sam versus Ghostface.
Sam. I'm zero intimidated by a bunch of douchebags on cell phones.
Who the hell is Sam?
From Trick or Treat. He's the
spirit. No, I'll go with Sam too, because of the essence of the character.
He's the spirit of Halloween. Literally.
From what?
From Trick or Treat, Joe.
Oh, Ghostface.
Sam gets my vote. That's three for Sam. Vinny, what are you voting?
I don't know who these people are.
Ghostface? The fucking killer from Scream?
No, I didn't know that. I've seen the first Scream. Sort of, kinda.
Not a horror guy. Let's not forget this.
I know. Next up, Annie Wilkes versus Michael Myers.
I will submit. This is my first candidate to get Hannibal Lecter in. Annie Wilkes. Hannibal Lecter swap out.
I'm sorry. Annie Wilkes is fucking terrifying.
Well, I know.
It is, but Michael Myers gets my vote.
I know, and it doesn't matter which one we pick for this category. Michael Myers is still getting my vote.
Yeah. It's horror icons, and he's one of the highest icons.
I understand, but she is absolutely fucking
scarier
bonkers.
To me.
Yes.
She is terrifying, but yeah. Michael Myers is Michael Myers.
Yeah.
That's the doll.
She got one movie. She got like 20.
Misery. The Lady from Misery.
Kathy Bates.
She fucking hobbled that motherfucker.
She made James Caan's foot go like this. He's the reason I don't want fans.
Yeah.
I just want supporters.
Next up, Frankenstein's Monster versus Samara from The Ring.
Frankenstein's Monster.
I'm going Samara. I'm sorry, but a creepy little wet-haired girl crawling out of your fucking television is way scarier than a fucking cobble.
If you're doing horror and not just being iconic, Samara.
Yeah, actually, okay. Frankenstein is an older icon, but in her limited time comparatively, she is an incredible modern icon. So I'm going to give it to her.
This list is null.
He's never going to win anyway. It's fucking Frankenstein.
No. Frankenstein is the name of the scientist.
Frankenstein is the name. No, actually, it's his kid, so it's Frankenstein. It's Monster Frankenstein.
Listen.
That's on the birth certificate.
In my head, the criteria I'm using is their film icon status, right? Who brings more fear to me?
Yes, Samara.
And absolutely, it's the creepy girl coming out of the fucking television. I'm sorry. Yeah. As big as Frankenstein's monster could possibly be, he's slow as fuck, and I'm going to take him out a lot quicker than I could take her out.
He doesn't die in the movies.
Neither does she.
She's already dead. She's coming back. You can just sidestep his ass.
From the 1500s. Sucks.
His brain is abnormal.
You have a boy. Look, he's going to go. You throw the ball, he's going to. You win.
Next, fire. Next you up, just need a little fire.
The Thing versus Pazuzu.
Pazuzu. Pazuzu was a fucking devil.
Yeah, well, it was a demon.
It was a demon.
But yeah.
But the Thing is also an unknown creature.
Yeah.
Both.
What is Pazuzu from?
Exorcist.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that wins.
But both possess you.
You could argue the Thing is a demon.
I mean, the spaceship was found, but sure.
Both are very creepy.
I'm going to go Thing because I'm an atheist, and when it comes down to it, well, God thinks not that scary.
I've seen shit. I go Pazuzu as well.
And also, you have to be told, how many people in this group had to be told the name of it?
Well, we could have easily just been like, the Thing from Exorcist. And they would have been like, oh yeah.
We had to.
Next up, Pinhead. Is everybody aware the franchise that Pinhead is from? Okay.
I'm looking at Pinhead right now.
Oh, there's a mirror?
No, you.
So Schoolhouse.
Versus the Creeper from Jeepers Creepers.
Let me get my Pinhead out of the way now.
The Creeper is fucking scary.
Yeah, the Creeper actually go with the Creeper. Scarier to me.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Part of the reason why Pinhead is so scary is because he rolls up with a crew, two of which are scarier looking than he is.
True.
They all got crazy powers, though. But I get it. You want to go with the movie made by an actual rapist rather than a movie about a rapist. I get it.
Since Spyboy doesn't count yet again, which is great, I would like to say I would go Pinhead just because I was always too scared to see that movie. Jeepers Creepers, I saw maybe 5 years ago. And I don't know why they turned around and went to that house.
Because people are dumb.
It's a horror movie. Stupid people.
Wow. Next up, Gozer the Gozerian versus Jason Voorhees.
Who?
I will submit a second
location. I don't understand why you would take out Gozer.
Gozer.
For Hannibal.
Because it's strictly to get Hannibal into the tournament, knowing full well in both of these areas I was voting for the person that they were opposing anyway, because I'm absolutely voting for Jason Voorhees.
Same here.
Wait, what now?
Gozer? What's a Gozer?
From Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
Okay, so Kyle voted Jason.
As did I.
You voted Jason.
Yeah, as far as Hyrule horror icons go, listen, yeah.
I will give you against Vigo in the icon category, but Ghostbusters is easy top five fucking Halloween movies anywhere, right? And as terrifying as Jason can be, one, his mom had to do his dirty work in the first movie. Two, any bitch that could possess a refrigerator and turn it into an alternate dimension and cause hands to come out of a fucking couch is far scarier than a dude that's going to slow walk but still manage to catch up with you, which is creepy in its own.
You're missing.
Gozer can raise the dead. Yeah.
Gozer absolutely gets the vote.
What about the noise? You're walking through the woods and you're just...
I'd make the argument that Gozer is specifically power heightened in a location that's known for the supernatural, as opposed to Jason, who could track your ass fucking anywhere.
I thought it was Zool.
No, Zool was the dominion of Gozer. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Joe, what's your vote?
I voted for Gozer.
All right, Vin, it's on you.
What?
Yep.
All I know, Gozer killed this many people.
I don't want to sway your vote, but you did know who one of these were just by hearing their name.
But if we're looking at how terrifying, it's an old god versus...
Listen, different people have different ways of judging these categories. I'm not going to try to influence him. I'm just reminding him of something that happened earlier in this conversation.
Don't worry, I took out Gozer.
But he didn't, though.
And he banged Zool. Like, solid him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gozer's way more fuckable. That's not scary to me.
Yeah.
It's on you, though. Who is it?
No, I go Jason, because he's got a giant machete.
Okay.
There he is. I knew he'd come through for us.
Yeah.
Upsetting.
I mean, the title of the tournament is Horror Icons, so...
How many Jason movies have there been, just for reference?
At least more. 12.
How many good Jason movies have there been?
I've seen
at least three, which is still more than Gozer's had.
I've seen one and a half Jason movies, and one was Freddy vs. Jason, because it was the least scariest.
It really was a joke. And yeah, technically, Gozer's only had two. So. But that bracket's...
Done. No, one more.
Okay.
The Mummy.
Ooh. Which one?
Brendan Fraser's?
Doesn't matter.
Was that on the original list I saw?
Yeah.
Imhotep, Claris, Imhotep.
Joe, the Mummy, all iterations.
Imhotep.
Versus the puppets from Puppet Master.
Imhotep. For sure.
Imhotep? Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, the guy who's coming at you kind of like a scarier version of Jeepers Creepers because he's not just a monster, he also has magic.
Or a case full of sentient puppets that are going to fucking kill you while you're, like, not paying attention.
Yeah, but they don't have plagues, as Mike just said.
No, one of them has a fucking drill for a head and drills right through you. The other one has a blade for a hand, so when he cuts your fucking Achilles, you fall forward without moving.
I don't feel bad for anyone that died for those fucking things, because they're puppets.
Listen.
One guy thought he was getting blown.
Don't.
And it was a leech tongue puppet. Just...
Don't.
It's funnier than it is scary.
I'm going to go Imhotep because he'll just walk at you speaking Egyptian like you should know what the hell he's saying.
Alright.
Look on the sign of the manifesto.
Okay, next up.
I'm sounding like James Brown there.
Pennywise versus Dracula.
Pennywise.
Dracula. Which version of Dracula? This is so important.
Where you just do an amalgamation of all.
Dracula. The character
Dracula. The character in general.
I mean, this is fucked up, man. I want to vote last.
I vote Dracula.
I, too, vote Dracula.
Evil demon that knows what fear, what you fear, what scares you the most, and can turn into that. Yes, Pennywise has always been way creepier. And even when it's not the thing you're scared of the most, it's a fucking clown, which is just horrible.
Yeah, man.
I've never laughed in a Dracula movie, but I have laughed in it in both movies.
Whoa.
So I have to go Dracula.
But at Pennywise or at the shenanigans the kids
were doing? Yeah, when Penny, there was a, I think it was the first one, he's dancing and he's got like a serious look on his face and he's kicking his legs out to the side and he's like, I was fucking dying laughing at the movie theater because I was like, what the fuck? What am I seeing right now? Because he's like trying to scare them, but he busts that move out. Now, I know. Fear expert, but I know if I was ever to try to fear or strike fear into anybody, I would never kick my legs out to the side doing a jig.
Also, let's not forget, you can beat Pennywise by stop being afraid of him. Dracula's Dracula. Even if you're not afraid of him, he's probably gonna fuck you and then bite you.
Yeah, because it's not like there's any crosses around or any garlic or anything.
I mean, I know you definitely carry a cross on you at all times.
I can make a cross out of anything. I have two spoons right now.
Yeah, but the thing is, is you have to believe it, so you're fucked anyway.
If depending vampire, on which, I'm going to start believing. Depending on which iteration of Dracula, you become part of his undead army. So that's a good thing.
You know what they say, some motherfuckers always
up to him. He was in Blade 3. How many points did he lose in that?
So, hold on. So, Vinny, you voted what, Dracula?
Yeah, Dracula won.
Dracula
won. Yeah, he won a while ago.
Okay.
I'm glad that I didn't have to vote on that one, because I would have voted for Pennywise out of pure frustration that you guys didn't pick a specific Dracula.
I got sidetracked. Hikaru Shida becomes the three-time AEW Women's Champion tonight.
Nice.
Okay, next up, Annabelle. Versus Norman Bates.
Norman Bates.
Norman Bates.
Annabelle.
Fucking stupid doll.
The doll's don't fucking possessed. Case.
What are you don't talking about, a stupid doll? It's fucking possessed.
Possessed.
Stupid fucking possessed doll. Don't take it out of the case. Boom. Done.
Where's your holy water? Throw holy water on it. Boom.
Is it Norman Bates just a normal fucking guy?
Normal fucking psychopath.
He's a psychopath. He's,
yeah. They're not even watching me. They're have you met right our now. Family? I won't even harm this fly. They're going to say, he won't even harm a fly.
We're bad. We're not that bad yet.
It's a, yeah, it's a I'm picking fucking Annabelle. Demonic possessed doll. Vinny, what are you picking?
Neither one.
What?
I've never seen either one.
Creepy doll or a creepy doll or a dude spying on you in the shower.
That's not, no,
yeah,
no,
wait
no.
Up and sell it.
Yeah. There's way more than Norman Bates. He murdered his mother. Basically,
he became he's a psychopathic killer and a possessed doll. Which one's scarier, Vin?
It's always a doll. I think about Nanny's little fucking knick-knack shit.
Yeah. Annabelle moves on.
I'm a lot more scared of crazy guys than I am of dolls.
He looks like everybody else. He is a, yeah.
Right, which means I'm going to beat his ass quicker than I can beat the spirit of the doll.
Not until Mother comes out.
He's wearing the same costume Wednesday Addams did.
Dude, if his mom came out, she'd catch a hook too. Don't step to me, crazy lady. You raise that spawn. You deserve one.
Leprechaun versus Wolfman.
Wolfman.
The Leprechaun.
Wolfman.
What?
Was there any doubt from Kyle? There shouldn't be any doubt.
No.
1,000%.
Well, I don't think I ever had a nightmare about the Wolfman, but for as far as iconic goes.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the Wolfman and Monster Squad when I was younger scared the shit out of me.
But he's got nards.
He does have nards, but Jonathan Grimes, when he turns into the werewolf first time,
it was a great transformation.
Oh, yeah.
Leatherface.
I've never seen Leprechaun just because it scared the shit out of me.
It's scary.
And then I got a teenager and I was like, it's fucking stupid.
It doesn't hold up at all.
Then he went to the hood, and then he went to space. Yes.
Leatherface versus a xenomorph. What are you hooing? Which thing are you hooing?
I have to say a xenomorph.
The aliens from Alien.
I would shit myself if I saw both of them, but at least if I saw Leatherface, I'd be like, I have a chance?
Yeah, because xenomorph, you cut that thing, that's acid.
Yeah, you're pretty fucked.
Yeah, if you don't have a gun, you're not winning.
No.
Xenomorph goes through.
Yeah.
Is Xenomorph Alien?
Yeah, it's the alien from Alien.
I fucked that thing, make it my bitch.
Could you imagine if you were to fuck the alien? But its goo isn't acid, it's like LSD. Yeah. So you just you're really fucking high.
It's made of the same shit that's inside Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
So it's exactly comfortable.
You know what? This conversation makes me want to submit Vin being a aware xenomorph for our campaign.
I'll allow it. Next up, Damien versus the Blob.
I'm going to go back to my non-religious thing. The Blob is fucking super scary.
Just doesn't stop a Damien's Damien.
He's a little shit kid.
He's got powers.
Yeah, but if you could catch a kid off guard and just punch him in the fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And I stop him, dude, little fucker.
That was the problem in The Omen. There wasn't two people trying to come at him at all times.
Yeah.
One person realized, oh, I gotta do something. Car accident.
I'll say the Blob.
I'll go Blob as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Blob too. Like, really thinking about it.
Next up, in my opinion, the toughest first round match, Candyman versus Freddy Krueger.
Not for going to icons.
Well, first Freddy, because I've never seen
Candyman. If you're going icons, Freddy.
Fuck you. Candyman is just as iconic as Freddy Krueger is.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It is. Especially in certain areas of the country. Yes.
Absolutely.
However, Freddy doesn't need an invitation.
Yeah, he just shows up.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
I pick him. All you have to do is fall asleep.
It's definitely Freddy. There's not Candyman masks out there in every friggin' store.
No.
Because his face isn't all burnt.
Just gonna omit that Jackie Earl Hartley one because that movie sucked.
Yeah, that didn't do well.
No, you taking all the versions of the character.
I know. I'll take Robert Englund.
I don't care what you want to take. You're taking both fucking versions of the character.
Ugh. Come on. Consent.
I think it makes it easier for me, too, that Jeepers Creepers already made it through the first round.
Freddy's going. Kane from Poltergeist versus Jigsaw.
Kane.
This is the one time that the reality-based person is far scarier to me.
Yeah, I think Jigsaw too.
Even though you can survive them, I don't want any fucking business with any of those.
He's in his holy temple.
As a kid, Kane scared the shit out of me. I couldn't handle Poltergeist 2. As an adult, the reality of Saw, it's like Annie Wilkes.
Yeah,
it's like Norman Bates. This is a fucking person who doesn't care about you. Well, actually, he cares too much about you in his perspective.
Yeah.
That's what's even scarier. He's one of those I'm doing this for you kind of fuckers.
Last one for this bracket, Pumpkinhead versus John Doe from Seven.
Pumpkinhead?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I would go Pumpkinhead also.
Pumpkinhead's a deep cut.
Yeah.
But see, it doesn't hold up that when you're older, but Pumpkinhead's design as a younger person is terrifying.
Yeah, it's one of the scariest monster designs when you're like under 10 years old.
Yeah.
But I started watching the fourth one recently.
Yeah.
Oh, they fucked that thing up. They show you him full body in the first scene.
Do they?
Yeah, he's one of those, like, he's the shark in Jaws, where they slowly reveal him, and they use really smart angles to make him look monstrous. And the other, the newest one, he's like 6'2". It's sad.
All right.
But I will still vote for him.
Pumpkinhead makes it through. Chucky versus Sam.
Chucky.
Sam. Shit. Sam, easy.
If it's iconic, it's got to be Chucky. I like Sam more.
You're also terrifying.
Especially what he's become.
He's less terrifying for me now than he was then.
The concept of him spreading like a virus that was introduced in the one movie, yeah, that's fucked up.
I agree. But there's something about the embodiment of the spirit of Halloween and not playing by the rules offing you.
Yeah. It's really cool. Not quite as... Unfortunately, because they didn't make another one, it doesn't hold on as well as,
and as
something like Chucky.
Again, it comes down to the, for me in this situation, which one am I going to be able to take out easier? I'm not going to be able to
just avoid one entirely by following rules.
You could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Chucky's a fucking toy. Demented, sure. But he's also only, like, 2.5 feet tall at his best. And I'm sorry, I'm going to take that little fucker out real quick.
I think all the votes have been made, though, right?
Yeah, they have, yeah. But I'm pleading the case for going forward. If it gets tough, not just iconic status, but like, what's going to be easier to kill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, Samara from The Ring versus Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Samara.
I'll have to go with Samara too, because I was never afraid of Michael Myers, and no. I think their iconic level is even now.
This is the toughest one.
Yeah, I could say I've never seen the second Ring, because I didn't care.
The concept of her is more frightening than him. He's just another clown in a fucking mask.
Yeah, a clown with undefined abilities. And his fucking whole story is just all over the road.
Yeah, even with the new retellings.
There's three sequels. Timelines, yeah. Four timelines if you count the third movie.
Yeah. But she's still way more fucking... She is way more horrific than he is.
So we're waiting on Vinny?
Yep.
Oh, no. Marvel Michael Myers is cool, right? He's the original.
That is a valid perspective.
Next up, Pazuzu versus the Creeper.
Pazuzu.
I'm still going to Creeper. That fucking song gives me shivers.
Let's go Creeper.
It's on mic.
Then it's going to be Pazuzu.
Okay.
All-time iconic. I mean, it really is.
I'm not a big horror movie guy, but there's like a couple movies that will still scare the shit out of me. That is one of them.
And three is excellent.
Yeah.
Jason versus the Mummy. Sorry, Mummy.
Yeah, it's almost the same character.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to go with the Mummy, because Jason's just a retelling.
Emotep dog.
I'm going to go with Jason. It's a modern version for me.
Ooh, it's on Kyle.
I also have to go Jason, just because I think they're pretty equal, but Jason gave me nightmares and Imhotep never did.
Okay, next up, Dracula versus Annabelle.
Dracula.
Drac hanging in there. Wolfman versus Xenomorph.
Nard.
I go Wolfman.
Wolfman.
I'm going Wolfman too.
Alright.
Well, if we're talking about icons. Yeah.
The Blob versus Freddy.
Freddy.
It's getting to the point now where I'm trying to read the last people's faces to see where they're going to go.
They're kind of similar, aren't they?
Why?
Bone Whoa. Ash.
Get the show up faster, dude.
Freddy freaking... They're not the same people. They both killed people, but...
Well, yeah, I know they're not the same person. But I'm saying that, like... Freddy is an invasion to your subconscious, right? But the blob is a waking nightmare. Like, he is...
Okay, listen. Freddy way scarier than the wrestler guy from Billy Madison. I don't care what any of you say. There's no way I'm voting for that guy a second time.
Bravo. Bravo on that one. That was good.
Revolting blob.
That's just a bitch. Sat on this guy's head and killed him.
So we're two Freddies. I'm going to go blob.
I'm going to go Freddy. The blob never freaked me out that much.
Right. Why did you make us wait?
Because it was a good conversation.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was. Jigsaw versus Pumpkinhead.
Jigsaw.
Let's move that one along.
Joe?
Sure.
Sure, yeah. What?
And I'm even scared.
Jigsaw. I've never watched any of the Saw movies.
Okay, bitch. Chucky versus Mike Myers.
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, baby.
So weird. So weird. I would go Chucky in this situation.
Nah, dude.
Because at this point, it comes down to icon status, right? Like, both are pretty easy to beat in a fight. But, like, Chucky has a more successful film career, a way more successful reboot in a film, and he's got like, a record-breaking fucking TV show. The reboot, the Chucky reboot that came out is better than that fucking...
You enjoy it more, yeah, but let's talk about successful.
Yes, and also, that's fine, but you're the person who brought up the fact of which one's easier to kill.
Both. Halloween has been at this point, a franchise since the 70s.
If it's a matchup between these two, who's easier to kill? The single person. Because if he is invading other toys, like we had stated earlier, out of the two of them in the fight right now, it's going to be easier to take out Mike Myers. Not kill him. It's
interesting how his perspective shifts. When it was Chucky versus someone he likes, it's like, he's just a fucking doll. I can take out a fucking doll.
No, you can still fight him. That is why I said it comes down to the icon status, and I think Chucky is more iconic in pop culture than Michael Myers is.
No.
I would argue that they're both on the Mount Rushmore of horror.
Yeah, Chucky loses because they rebranded him, they gender swapped him as M3 again. Point Michael Myers. Swoosh.
What?
Anyway, step back.
Well, I'm going Michael Myers anyway. This will speed things up.
Alright. Pazuzu versus Jason.
Jason.
Really?
Just for personal reasons.
Really? I'm going Pazuzu.
Take Jason Voorhees and you say Pazuzu.
Also. Yeah, I know.
Iconic-wise?
This one I'm going to go scarier.
Vinny, it's on you.
Oh. I'll go Jason.
Okay.
The noise, bro.
He doesn't make the noise. The noise is just background, just to add effect, dramatic effect.
It comes with him.
Dracula versus the Wolfman.
Damn! Yay!
Dracula.
This is legitimately hard.
I've seen them fight in multiple movies.
But like they're from the
everybody same has actually. There's been many movies.
Because they're from that same era, for me, it's going to come down to personal like. And I kind of like werewolves more than I like vampires.
Do you like Lon Chaney better than Bela Lugosi?
I've never sat through all of those Universal movies.
I'm going to go... I say Dracula because Bram Stoker. And I like that fucking newer Dracula movie. That was Dracula Untold, right?
Yeah.
That was a good fucking story.
So... See, I'm gonna vote Dracula, but my reason is because the Wolfman is a torture. He doesn't want to be that. He's tortured. He's, you know, when it's not the full moon, he's fine. He's a normal guy. Dracula is always Dracula.
Yeah. So like, he himself is getting tortured by being himself, and he tortures other people. It's the Wolfman, hands down.
Wow. That was a tough one.
Freddy versus Jigsaw.
We really came down to this.
What do you mean? Joe and I voted Dracula. You three voted Wolfman.
I didn't vote anything.
I thought you said Wolfman.
I didn't vote anything.
Weren't you fucking howling?
But to move the show along, you can go ahead and say I said Wolfman. Because I didn't make a decision yet.
Well, what was your decision? What's your vote?
No. We go ahead and say Wolfman.
No. What was your decision?
Vote. You already voted for me, so just keep the vote.
Just vote.
Save time and ink.
Vote.
But what was your vote?
Save time and ink.
Vote. I didn't move on yet.
Wolfman.
You're such a twat.
Well, I almost didn't vote for Wolfman, but...
No, you didn't.
I really didn't almost vote for Wolfman, but it is what it is now.
You jerk off the fucking werewolves, so just...
That's not true. That's not true, first of all. Never happened.
Yeah.
Freddy
versus Jigsaw.
I think it was Freddy.
Jason won the fight, though.
Did he?
Or did he?
Who voted Freddy so far?
Me.
And Joe?
I voted for this one.
Okay.
I go Jason because of the noise.
That's not Jason. Jigsaw.
It's Jigsaw. The noise.
Oh, then I go Freddy.
All right, Mike and I don't have to vote then. Okay. Michael Myers versus Jason.
Michael Myers.
Jason.
They're the same. Michael Myers. Sorry.
Michael Myers.
It's the same guy.
It's not.
It's basically the same fucking character.
Pretty close. Same power set.
Michael Myers.
And I'm going to say Jason because at least you know why he's unstoppable. They eventually went into his origins and it stuck for a little while. Michael Myers' origins never, ever stuck. The next movie, they'd be like, no, that's not why he's unkillable. Nope, that's just not it.
He's
the embodiment of pure evil, I thought.
It's the same. It is the same fucking character. I don't... It is, though. They're both tall, slow-moving, indestructible forces.
Justin, did you vote yet?
I haven't.
Would you like go to space? Now? And that was
No, it doesn't matter to me. It's the same character either.
Well, I'm voting for the one who's given me the most nightmares out of anyone on this list, and it's Michael Myers.
So that puts Myers through.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Wolfman versus Freddy.
Yeah. Freddy.
Wolfman.
Oh, okay. Wolfman versus Michael Myers.
Wolfman.
Michael Myers.
I remember Michael Myers because 95 Michael Myers, I was sweating bullets in the theater. Heavy to my lap. Nah, son.
It's on you, Kyle.
You know who I'm voting for because I just said he gave me the most nightmares out of anybody on this list.
Even with your love for werewolves, you're going Michael Myers.
Listen, I almost voted for Dracula in the last round.
All right, Michael Myers wins. Now, speaking of Kyle's love of werewolves, today I found an old Nerdity's notebook. Mm-hmm. And you remember this skit? That skit that
my
we
God.
Remember that skit we never got to fucking shoot?
Yeah.
Cause Chris Alvarez is in here. We could reshoot this. Or we could actually shoot this.
That doesn't really apply as much anymore.
I don't remember anybody's characters in that except for Justin's.
Because
I remember Justin just being like, "Yeah, fuck everybody. Fuck you.
You're cool." If it was election time right now, well, actually, yeah, kind of.
We could. We'd have to rewrite it, though.
Yeah, it'd have to be rewritten in light of recent events.
But also in this notebook, and having to tie in here with Kyle's love of werewolves, there's a short story.
I'd like
to read.
Fuck you.
For the audience real quick. The epic battle has ended. Smoke and dust have cleared. Both sides of the war assess the damages. Lobson looks around and notices two figures in the tree line at the foot of the hills. Upon further inspection, he realizes the bodies of the now fallen werewolves are those of his two top generals, Caleb Brandon and Colin Faldon. Brandon and Faldon had been with Lobson for a very long time. The expression on his face showed the kind of hurt that one would express at the loss of a child. His eyes began to well up with tears, yet his face was expressionless. "Sir, permission to speak freely?" asked the wolf who had just come to the scene. "Granted," murmured Lobson. "I've never seen you show such emotion. I know they were your top soldiers, but I had no idea." He was abruptly cut off by Lobson. "You have no idea," he growled. "Gather the others, return to camp. We hold a burial tonight," he stated in a calmer voice. Within a few hours, the pack had gathered to show their respects. Lobson stood before them. "We gather here to honor the lives of our top generals, to pay our respects, and as tradition of our fallen, hear the tale of the brave warriors. The pack howls at the moon, a sign of their respect to those they've lost." And so the tale begins. They were the best of friends and possibly the best pickpocket duo in London at the time. Caleb and Colin met when they were about 10 years old, both being forced to work in a children's pickpocketing ring. Since they met, they've been inseparable. As they grew, their bond has only grown. Like brothers, they did everything together. And when the day came that Caleb had gotten deathly ill, Colin knew that he could not let his friend die. He had heard of the stories of the creatures that exist in our world, but in all of his life, he never dreamt of standing before one. "I've heard your request, and I shall give you my answer after you give me a good enough reason. Sir, I beg of you. My friend is dying, and I can't watch him suffer. Please help us," Colin said, trembling. "He's all I have, sir, and I can't lose him. I would be lost," the tears running down his face. The man looks at him and gives a slight smile and says, "I can see that he's very special to you. Normally I don't do this, but I have been watching you two for some time, and your natural stealth and speed could be an asset to me. Bring me to him." Colin brought the man to Caleb, who lays very still in a pile of blankets. "He is close to dying. I will do what I can for both of you, but you need to repay the favor," the man says. Caleb's eyes flutter as if being reborn. He looks at Colin in disbelief and soon becomes aware of the man standing with them. "Who is that?" he exclaims. "My name is Eric Lobson, and upon the request of your mate, I just saved your life. You also now owe me your life. You will accompany me as personal guards." "Wait a second, my mate?" asks Caleb. Colin looks away abruptly. A silence falls over the room. Lobson looks at them amused. "I see. No matter. We leave now," Lobson said. I will end the story there. But that short story is about the love of two male werewolves modeled after one Kyle B. Hauser and Kevin Faldo. It's one of my favorite short stories that I've written for the excess of Dark Days of Brickton. And I felt like the group and the world needed to be a reminder.
I don't think you ever read that story to Kevin. I mean, obviously, I read it, and you read it to me, and then I read it myself separately.
Yes.
But I don't think you ever actually read it to Kevin, but do you remember when you told him, "Yeah, I made a story about you and Kyle as gay werewolves," and he was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And then you were like, no, but it's cool. You guys are, like, top generals. You were pickpockets in London," and he was like, "Oh, cool."
Yeah. So there you go. Happy Halloween, kids.
So that's a show?
That's a show.
All right. Well, as always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on Facebook.com/Nerdities. Follow us on Twitter @Nerdities. Email us nerdities@gmail.com and check out Nerdities.
Go fuck yourselves. Go to nerdities.spreadshop.com and buy your stupid hoodies that you all wanted for so fucking long. Fucking pores. Go to Can't Stop.
We love everybody out there.
Yeah, speak for yourself. Go to can'tstoptheropedrop.myspreadshop.com and buy our cool Disney designs, including our current Halloween ones, Halloween Town, and the Hollow Rider. Our What If Ichabod Crane was the bad guy. And the Rider was just dishing out some vengeance.
Dun, dun, dun.
Go to Sinful Creations by Justin, C-I-N-N-F-U-L, creationsbyjustin.com. Get your sweet treats, especially for the Halloweens. We have pumpkin stuff because, you know, basic white girls. And monster cookies, because why not? It's 'tis the season, right? And if you don't want to spend $1,000 on a wedding cake, reach out to me. I definitely cost less than that. Yep.
Go to youtube.com/nerdities. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell to get notified when new content is dropping. New content is dropping, including Nerd ETs, our cooking show, wrestling promos, and our next live show on October 30th.
Halloween.
Same bat time.
Yes. Also, we should have a special guest.
All right.
The same special guest who's going to be starring in our Christmas special that now officially has a date that we're supposed to record it.
So that should be 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You know what? I also want to say, for the holidays as well, you're going to get the Nerdities 100 Greatest Television Shows of All Time.
Prepare for that shit show.
It's going to be so much fun.
I called it. Everyone heard here first. I called it, and I get two vetoes.
I told you. We were picking randomly to see who goes first, and you can have as many vetoes as you want. You just have to eat the really spicy shit.
The potatoes like jelly beans or whatever.
They are spicy jelly beans.
Whatever. I'll eat them just for fun, dude.
Yeah.
Do you do spice?
You think you can stop me?
Yes.
Not that I can't stop, but I won't stop.
But you will stop.
Nah, dude. I'm like the Incredible Hulk and the,
You're like the Incredible Hulk fucked a xenomorph?
I'm like the Incredible Hulk fucked Batman and Superman and Captain America and the multiverse.
Well, if you want to hear more of this and give us a budget so we can do more of this, write to us at nerdities@gmail.com. We'll croon, we'll swoon, we'll talk about your business and or product.
Unless you're Simply Sweet Cupcakes, and in that case...
Yeah, then we'll bash that shit.
We'll talk about it. You're not going to want us to. Minions of the Nerdies crew are idiotic and poor the dumb, but don't worry, next week's will be far more insulting.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Why should I care?
Drop!